we are ready for the last session of this year's Academy Conference. Please take a seat. So what we're doing now is the sponsors presentation, so that also has been evolved into a good tradition we have at Academy. So we give all our sponsors the opportunity to shortly present them or something. So every sponsor has 3 minutes for that. And yeah, let's get started right away. After the sponsor presentation, we will have the Academy Awards and then close the day for today. So we'll start with our platinum sponsor, Digia. So a few words from Digia.
Thanks. So it's a bit unfair that I have to start because I'm, pardon? Well, the thing is we had a kind of a mix-up, so I'm not really, I'm not doing that regularly, so I was just here to extend. I don't have any presentation. And the people who usually do that are probably stuck, I don't know. So I'm standing here. anyway, yeah, so let me frame that in a very personal, in a more personal message, because I don't feel confident to say all the time, we, Digia. So just yesterday in the evening, someone was asking an open question like, where will Qt and KDE be in 3 years' time? And there were a lot of clever people around, and nobody answered, which is, I mean, it's obvious it's a tough question, you know? It's just, you know, if you exactly know what will be hot and whatever and used in 3 years' time, you will probably, I don't know, at the stock exchange and hoping to be a millionaire. But nevertheless, I mean, there is that question has, I thought about it when going to sleep in this morning, because just reverse that, what has happened in the last 3 years for Qt? KDE has been kind of, you know, more stable, because it's an open source project and so on. So a lot of things have happened there, but for Qt it has been kind of a ride. And for me personally too, I mean, I switched companies. I'm now representing proudly Digia here, which I barely knew actually 3 years ago, I have to say. But nevertheless, in the end, where are we and what will be in 3 years' time? I don't know. But my gut feeling is pretty good, because we are here, we have Qt on all these devices, not the devices I intended to see maybe 3 years ago, but still. And we have Qt on all platforms, and iOS and Android is coming, so Qt everywhere. I'm working for Digia, who really did a big bet on Qt, honestly. I mean, they hired almost most of the guys working full-time on Qt. They are continuing to invest, so shameless plug. I'm searching for a colleague in the Berlin Tools team right now because there is an open position. And the lights are green. I still don't know what will happen in the next 3 years, but it can be, it certainly will be interesting times, and I just think it will be a great success. And that's true for KDE too. So there is a reason why we have Qt Contributor Summit and the Academy this year aligned, and it has been a very close relationship between the Qt project, which is an open source project too, and KDE all the time, and that got stronger and stronger. I know a lot of you actually from Qt contributions, so that's just great to see, and we should just continue that, and KDE should just continue pushing the boundaries of what you can do with Qt and QML and so on. And in that sense, thanks a lot. I think it's been a great Academy so far, and let's just look forward to the next 3 years.
Thank you. So the next one on my list is Blue Systems. They are gold sponsor, and thank you, Blue Systems, for sponsoring Academy.
Hi, I'm Sebas and I'm a hacker now. Also, I am team lead of the KD team at Blue Systems, and maybe all of my colleagues can just stand up quickly. How subversive. Thank you. So a whole bunch of really cool people, as you can see in our team. And what we are doing is we're making Plasma Desktop and KDE software in general awesome. That is our mission. How do we do that? We work inside the community. So if you want to find us, KDE Devel, Plasma Devel, all the mailing lists, that's the best way to contact us. We're actually proud of that way of working. Our focus lies on working on Frameworks 5, on the Qt 5 ports, on Plasma 2, on Qwen, so all these topics which are hopefully going to materialize next year on all of your and many, many more machines. And with that, we have set ourselves a clear goal in the past weeks, and that is we want to see a fully working Plasma desktop on top of Frameworks 5 before next year's Academy. So obviously, we'll put lots of work into that, but it is not going to happen without the help of everybody in this room. So there you go. Please help us with that, and let's try to make it happen. And that's it. See you.
Thank you. So the next one is BlackBerry. Also a gold sponsor. So thank you, BlackBerry, for sponsoring Academy.
Yeah, thanks for introduction. All right. Yes, I've got some slides, so this is why I need this stick to control them. My name is Vladimir, and I'm the team lead for Qt and BlackBerry. And we are pretty new sponsor in the KDE space, for sure. And I'm basically here to answer your question, why to the hell those guys are here, why they sponsor our event. So we have got one technology in common, this is Qt, and this is on board of our new devices. This is one of them currently available in most of the electronic stores and operators. It's fairly new, it's just 3 months old. The platform was launched in February this year. Try to scroll maybe this for the next one. No, doesn't work. Okay, so as I mentioned, Qt is a fundamental part of the native SDK, which is part of the whole development environment for BlackBerry 10, which also provides an SDK which is supporting development of HTML5 applications, and these are two major parts of the SDK generally. You can also use, if you like to start, make a small start, use even Android applications or package them for BlackBerry 10 or use some Flex and ActionScript 3 applications. But today's event is certainly about Qt, and this is what we also use for in our, can you please switch to the next slide? In our native development environment. Qt is fundamental part of base of the Cascades UI framework and platform framework. And NDK also provides quite some many other, or supports quite some many other elements which you may know from other open source projects like Box2D, Boost, and even some gaming engines which are also not necessarily maybe available inside of the NDK, but there are projects outside there which support our platform as well. Next slide. And I will not go through all the boxes on this slide. Certainly, you know most of them anyway pretty good. Just want to show you that Qt is really supporting the entire application setup and the structure and architecture on BlackBerry 10. So any native application on BlackBerry 10 using Cascades uses Qt, but you can also start and write your and port your normal Qt applications to BlackBerry 10 as well. Just a normal port of the Qt is available on BlackBerry 10, which was also in development by quite some people from the Qt community and even KDE community. I know that some people are also active in the KDE project who worked on the support of Qt for BlackBerry 10. And on the bottom, we have got POSIX-based QNX APIs, which can also be used for to port Linux applications. And this presentation, which also shows, or the slide shows, how we work with the open source community. So we don't have any proprietary changes so far in Qt, which we made just for BlackBerry 10 and hide them for some reasons. There's actually only one or two which we have for now, but they will be published to upstream Qt as soon as possible as well. So we do work with in open source. We do work with Qt directly as well in Qt project, and hopefully in the future we'll work with KDE and be a participant and sponsor in next academia event. I think it's not my last slide, but that was it.
Thank you. So we have one silver sponsor, that's Google. Unfortunately, I don't think we have anybody from Google here, but still give them a hand and thanks Google for sponsoring Academy. One of our bronze sponsors is FrogLogic. I think we also don't have anybody from FrogLogic here, but thanks FrogLogic, give them a hand. So we have two supporters. We'll do that and then we will come to the ICS. It will be your turn. So Open Invention Network, our supporter for Academy.
So there were a few presentations which were not held, so that means I get about half an hour to talk about legal stuff. No, I'm actually just kidding. My name is Armin. I work for Open Invention Network. For those of you who do not know Open Invention Network, it's an organization which was founded a long time ago to keep Linux and open source safe from patent threats. So you can do what you are best at, which is creating great code. But we do operate in a larger legal ecosystem. So I briefly want to talk about three legal pillars of that are under free software: copyrights and licenses, patents and trademarks. And open source software is much more than just licenses and copyright and getting that stuff right. And if you want to be a good faith community player, you have to get all these three right. So let's just start with the fun thing, trademarks. What you have to do to be a good faith community player: correctly follow others' trademark policies. And this turns out to be quite difficult for quite a few companies. Funny case recently, a few years ago, maybe a year, I don't know, was a company in Germany, or a few companies in Germany, selling subscriptions to Firefox. And they could download Firefox, and then you would actually get a contract and pay a lot of money each year, and that was just extortion. So the Firefox people, they actually went after this company using trademarks. So if you have a trademark policy, you have to very carefully implement it if you want to defend yourself against such trolls, trademark trolls. And you definitely have to enforce your own trademarks. Copyrights and licenses, very simple, but still very difficult for many companies. With my other hat on, I do a lot of license compliance, and I have to deal a lot with supply chain issues in the consumer electronics industry. So I know this is very difficult for many companies. But the rules are simple: be license compliant, help resolve license conflicts, talk to people about all this stuff. And then finally, patents. This is the subject that many people actually really, really hate with a passion. What you should do as a project, as a company: get a clear and consistent patent policy. Even if that means you do not want any patents, just make it clear and be consistent. If you decided, write defensive publications for anything you do not want to patent. And if you don't want to do anything, don't want to patent anything, write lots of defensive publications. Send them to me and to Mirko up front here. And what you also can do is join Open Invention Network's Anti-Aggression Pact to keep OSS safe from patent threats. So just keep these things into your mind and be a good community player. Thank you.
Thank you. So, and we have a second supporter, that's Red Hat.
So, hello, my name is Daniel Vrátil. I work at Red Hat as a KDE developer. Red Hat, probably you know, it's the world's open source leader in technologies and open source solutions. Red Hat solutions power more than 90% of Fortune 500 companies. We have more than 5,700 employees all around the world, mostly engineers and developers. Red Hat is known for the Red Hat Enterprise Linux and the JBoss, but we are now focusing a lot on cloud and storage, on virtualization as well. And we are actually looking for people who are good at these things. We have the biggest development center is in Brno, in Czech Republic. That's where I work. And we have more than 600 engineers and developers, managers, there's IT and support, everything is there. Everything that Red Hat does is being worked on in Brno. So if you would like to join our colleagues and experts, just talk to me. You will get this nice red hat if you join us. If you don't like proprietary, we can help you. Proprietary software, we can help you. You can fight for open source. That's what we do. You can obviously talk about big problems with coffee at hand, with colleagues and other experts. You can work in casual environment. And we'll get a reasonable hardware, of course. So, if you're interested, check jobs.redhat.com or find us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, any other social network, and stay free. Thank you.
Thanks to Red Hat for sponsoring Academy. So, and now, finally, we have ICS, our second bronze sponsor. And we'll do some technical switch there to get something to see.
Thank you very much. My name is Roland Krause. I am the engineering manager for Integrated Computer Solutions. We are a United States-based software consulting services company. And our headquarter is in Bedford, Massachusetts. And we have offices in Sunnyvale, in Silicon Valley. And we also now have an office here in Europe in Copenhagen. So I probably won't need to go through this. This is actually just to show you who we are. What do? Is we make beautiful user experiences. And how do we do it? We use Qt, and with that, we are very similar to the KDE community. The second big point that I want to make today is that we are fans of KDE. And we love KDE. We have a lot in common with KDE, many of our developers. I will not give away that I actually read the original email from Matthias Ettrich when he first announced the KDE project and was a fan. Many people like me, and there are many young people that weren't even born when KDE, when this email came out, that worked for us. So that's the second important thing that I want to say today about us. We love KDE, but we even love Qt almost a little bit more than we love KDE because it is the platform that we work on, that we breathe, that we live, that we swear by. And this has been the case for all of us. We're full-blood Qt developers. So the third thing that I want to say today is States-based company, please come talk to me either right after this or during the following 2 days at QT Contributor Summit if you're still around. Thank you very much.